This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist with Kirkwood Gardens at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. And we're talking about putting the garden to bed. And part of that is also your tools. Now, I need to mention that what I do is just like leave them in the garage. What do you do?
I think that's what a lot of people do, Jessica. But if you buy really good quality tools that should last a lifetime, your future self will thank you for cleaning and sharpening those tools.
Okay, so how do we do that?
The first thing I really focus on is my cutting tools. So that means my hand pruners and my loppers. For my hand pruners, I will completely take them apart. One helpful thing that I usually tell people to do is to take a picture of what that tool looked like before you started unscrewing pieces and taking them apart, so that you have an idea of how to put them back together again.
Well, that is an excellent idea. I will be borrowing that. How do you sharpen them?
I end up just hand sharpening my tools. I have a little diamond edge sharpener. I also have a sharpening set that's intended for knives, but it works really well for my pruning blades as well.
Okay, so you take them apart and just do it as one blade.
I just sharpen the blade. Some tools aren't going to come apart that nicely, so I will just hold them as best I can and try to get that same bevel, that same edge that came from the factory on that blade. What I will do is scrape away any dirt that's on those blades and then sand away any rust that's on them. At that point, I might give them a sharper edge, either with a grinder or again by hand with a file. And then I will treat them with something that's going to keep the rust off. I would also recommend putting linseed oil on the handles of wooden tools to keep those well conditioned and have them last for years.
So we're focused on getting things ready so we can pull them out in the spring immediately when it warms up, ready to go.
I find nothing more frustrating than getting to spring and having dull tools or tools that are in poor condition when I really want to be getting out in the garden and doing some work.
If you've got a garden question for us, you can email us at homegrownnh@nhpr.org.
See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.